I fit into the conspiracy of strange girls because I enjoy making art that's a little bit different. Making art based on scary monsters and different creatures from folktales.
I'm strange. I like art that's a little bit dark. I feel like that's kind of how I fit in. We all embrace the dark side of ourselves.
The Conspiracy of Strange Girls is a collective of women and femme-identifying individuals that do art together and put on shows and markets. There's artwork that goes anywhere from textiles to painting to performance. My name is Danielle Pebbles. My specific role is to help coordinate our annual event and small shows, specifically gallery shows. We have a micro show usually like every other month that's for our visual artists. Anyone in our collective can stand up and essentially run a show or do whatever they need to do and know that they're going to have the support of the conspiracy behind them to do everything that they can in every aspect.
Hi, my name is Monica Helland, and I make soft sculptures. I screen print textiles and basically sew them together and turn them into various art pieces. This piece is called Ode to Alice, and it's basically my representation of what Alice in Wonderland is. So the pieces are for your shelf. They're about a foot and a half tall, and they have like fur around the outside, kind of like a old circus punk from the circus punk games. The front of them is screen printed with the character, and then I hand painted some of the colors onto it as well. And then scattered around the bottom of the sculpture are little screen printed hearts that I stuffed and sewed together.
Conspiracy of Strange Girls, the word conspiracy is one that we're kind of creating our own vocabulary for. So it's like a gaggle of geese or a laughter of unicorns. Conspiracy is like a murder of crows. It's our way that we're trying to say what our group is. I think everyone probably has their own tale. When you make something that's atypical or like you're still trying to discover what the weirdness is that your thoughts are, oddities or maybe a little bit going towards a darker storytelling, curious and just strange things.
Marty McConnell, and I do assemblage and collage art. This one is actually about 90% found objects. The base is a picture frame. There's a candlestick on it. And attached to the candlestick with clay is a ukulele with all the strings off and a piece cut out of the middle. And in that middle part is a tombstone and kind of a spider web piece. And then the ukulele has some wings on it about the middle of the fretboard that were part of a broken wind chime. The very top on the head of the ukulele is a coffin, and it's all been painted and distressed in many different layers of paint. It's glue, it's screws, stuff that I had to drill into and attach. Whatever works.
I have a long history of not getting in to certain shows and events. And a few years back, I became unemployed. It was really hard for me, and I was having a hard time trying to find an art job out there. I just wanted to go somewhere where I could work on my own artwork, feel very respected, and work with any type of curiosity that I had. With the Strange Girls, I've been moving into more of a three-dimensional space that is new for me. So I started making three-foot dollhouses that you can open up, and they're interactive, where people can leave me messages or take a message of whatever they need. With my paintings, they really fall into the line of a lot of dark fairy tales. Not exactly illustrations, but more of like a description of an anxiety of time. When is this place? What is happening? Why is it timeless? And why is it once upon a time?
My name is Sarah Holm, and my piece is called Tentacles. It is all made out of recycled materials. My piece is about 10 feet tall and a cylinder of hanging tentacle-like bike tubes cut into strips. And then the inside has a bunch of fabric that I tore apart discarded clothing that I got in dumpsters or scraps, sewed it back together to make the tendrils that you see on the inside of the sculpture. I make pieces that kind of speak to things that are in nature. So this piece was inspired by a jellyfish.
And I also really enjoy circus art, so I wanted to do pieces that kind of look like circus punks.
There's a few pieces that are literally things I saw laying on the sidewalk, picked up and cleaned up.
I think that if you have this curiosity of the strange, you want to go and find other people that have the curiosity of the strange.